to shave off the hair, to use the giza, to use the wool, or to work with it. So maybe domam the boy kfur, maybe the dam of some doesn't also have to have kfura, should also be yasabano. Commercial, and that's the Kiddush know, that the dam of a psula medashim is muta bano. There could be the pasuk of the dam alotish b'chenu kamayim is not teaching us that dam is called like mayim mashle kabatumro. There could be takos not mashle kabatumro. The Kiddush is only that the dam of psula medashim is muta bano. All right, we'll stop here. Here we're holding Daf Lamed Vov Amar Aleph on top, the second line of Torah Devei Rabbi Yishmael. Here, now the Gemara says Torah Devei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Devei Rabbi Yishmael, we learned the Pasuk says V'dam Chalolim Yishte, Mashma the Dam of a Cholol. When you kill an animal, its dam is like something to drink. It's called a Mashke. So Prat comes to exclude L'dam Kiluach, the dam that shoots out. The dam kiluach, that dam is not machshir. Shein machshir es hazroim. If that dam goes upon vegetables on zroim, it's not machshir the kabotum. So Rashi explains prat la dam kiluach. Rashi let this make it as a bay when you cut an animal. So betchil ha dam sheises betipa achas ashtayim. First of all, one or two drops come out. V'yachakachu mekaleh. Then it starts to spritz out. A lot comes out. Yachakachu mashka, then the dam turns black even. And that's where the Kaimlon Gemara increases. And Betan Yosem Mezel Dam Hekish and Nefesh Yoitzabo. What's called the dam that the Nefesh, like it really dies because of that dam? That's called Mitipur Hamashka V'yilach. Only once the black dam starts to come out. Avodam Kuach, but the dam that comes out first, and the first spray of dam, that's the heavy dam of Nefesh. That's not called Dam HaNefesh. So if that type of dam, the first dam that shoots out, if that dam goes on Zeroyim, it's not Machsherit Lekabotum. That's the Dik, as I said, Tanu Rabbi Shimon, the dam Chalolim Yishte is proper dam Kiluach. Tanu Rabbon, HaShoichet, somebody shechs an animal, Vehitiz dam al adlas, and some of the dam spritzes on a dlas, on a pumpkin. Rashi says, Telusha, Shel Truma. Could even be a pumpkin of Truma. And the shawls and hook shall a kabutumra not now. So this dam, the dam from Shchita, spritzes onto it. Rashi says it means Petchila Shchita, the beginning of the Shchita. So Rabbi Yom Rabbi says Huksha, yes, this dam is Machsha, this the last is pumpkin, la kabutumra. Rabbi Chiyah Roy met Tolan. Rabbi Chiyah says, no, it's a Suffolk, it's Tolan. We'll soon see what a Suffolk is. Therefore, you have to hang, means we don't know whether it's in kabutumra or not. So, it's Machlaik is Rabbi and Rabbi Chiyah. Some Rabbi Shavoshi says, Meyachash Rabbi Yoim Huksha. Rabbi says, yes, this dam of the Shechit is Machshir, the animal, the Las. For Rabbi Chiyo, I'm a turtle, let's hang it. We don't know what to do, it's a Suffolk. If so, Sir Rabbi Shavoshi said, Ono Aminis Mechush would rely on, Boy Venis Mechadiv Rabbi Shimon, the Chush would rely on Rabbi Shimon of Al Mishnah. So Rabbi Shimon says, Shechit Machshir is Veloy Dam. So the Rashi was like this man, the Yomer Hol, the Kohen Rav Shimon, it's only the Shechita that's Machshir the Behem, and not the Dam. The Dam is not called Kamayim. So since Rebbe also says the Shechita, no, because it's not like Rebbe. Rebbe says it's Huchshir. So Chure, and Rebbe Chiyah was doubtful, so therefore let's be Samech on Rav Shimon, that he says the Dam is not Machshir. Rashi says Shu Messiah Rebbe Chiyah, right? He's a riot to Rabbi Chiyah. Shem Rabbi Chiyah holds Ein Dam Machshir. Fevele Rabbi Yisrael Yochav Mokim Shnayim. Then Rabbi that says it is Machshir is a Yochav Mokim Shnayim. So that's what the Rabbi wants to say. The Chur, we should be saying on Rabbi Shimon to say that Dam is not Machshir the Dalas. Omer Apollo, so Pop explains like this. Hakil Mad, everybody agrees. Heichad Yisrael Dam Mitchila V'yad Soif. If this Dam that spritzed out of the animal went on this Dalas, on the pumpkin, and it's still there from the beginning of the Shechita until the end of the Shechita, so even when you finish the Shechita, the dam is still under the last, then the Pup holds that Kuli Alma Lo Pligi De Machshir. Everybody holds that yes, that dam is Machshir. It would be Mekabel Tumah then if it's there at the end. Rashi says the dam Shechita Hu V'yiskash L'mayim, that yes, we're going now not like Rabbi Shimon, that dam Shechita is Hukash L'mayim, would be Machshir. Keep pligi, where's the machlekes then Rebbe and Rebbe Chiyah? If after you shechted the first simin, then that dam that spritzed on it by the beginning of the shechita dried up, or somebody wiped it off the last. So by the time you finished the shechita, the dam is not under the last anymore. That's the machlekes. That Rebbe Savar Yeshtan L'Shechita Metchila B'Yatzoif. Rebbe holds, like Rebbe Yechon we had before, that the shechita starts at the beginning. So the dam that came out at the beginning was considered dam ha-shechita, and therefore that dam at that time was machshir the last l'kavod tumah. For high dam, shechita, therefore the dam, even the first dam that came out at the beginning of the shechita is called dam ha-shechita, and it would be machshir. We have Yechiyah 7-0, Einor l'shechita, elo b'sefiozok v'shlokash, that shechita first starts at the end. If so, for high dam amakahu, the dam that was there at the beginning of the shechita is not still on it. At the end of the shechita, it's only called dam makah. So for that dam is not machshir l'kabel tumah. So was Reb Chiya. If so, umay tolin, what did Reb Chiya mean to say? It's a suffix, it's doubtful, it's hang. What do you have to wait and see? You're telling me clearly, he old is not, it's not hochshir l'kabel tumah. So what are you waiting for? So more so, what he meant to say was like this. Tolin na dover, Ad Gemar Shechita, we have to wait and see what happens after the Shechita finishes. Yisal Adam B'Sof Shechita, the dam is still under the last. By the end of the Shechita, then this whole Maisa was called a Maisa Shechita. So then now we see that dam to be a Maisa Shechita, and therefore Marsha would be Marsha the Pri. But V'loi, if the dam is dried up already, was wiped off already before the end of the Shechita, then Le Marsha. Then at the time when the dam was on the last, at that time it was not called the shechita yet. So therefore it's not mash l'kabel tumah, le machshir. V'loy le machshir. Yeah, that was the suffix of Reb Chiya. Now if so, umay uboy v'nis mechadiv Reb Shimon, what did Reb Shimon say, and let's be samech on the words of Reb Shimon? He means like this, the Reb Shimon le machshir. According to Reb Shimon, the dam is not machshir, dam shechita is not machshir. Le Rabbi Chiya, Machshir b'Nischaneach, that according to Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Chiya, if the dam was wiped off before the end of the Shechita, also it's Hukshir. Also it's not Mekabel Tumah. That's what Rabbi Chiya holds. If so, Miyu Ashru Lahadodi, that they're similar like this, that Ma Le Machshir, Ma Le Machshir. So in the case where the dam was dried off to the last before the end of the Shechita, so in such a case, both Reb Chiya and both Reb Shimon would say that the last has no Hechshir l'kabel tumah. It's not called the Maisa Shechita, according to Reb Chiya, and according to Reb Shimon, even if it is, dam Shechita is not Machshir. If so, Heavenly Rebbe Chad, if so, Rebbe that says it is Hechshir l'kabel tumah, he's only a yochid one person. And then the clause should be, V'yein dvorer shalecha b'mokim shnayim. We should not believe what one, the Allah is not like one, connected shnayim. Now, Rav Ashi says, Toilin, liyei l'masha. Rav Ashi doesn't like that pshat. Rav Ashi says, no, that when Rav Chiya said toilin, it's hanging, it means it's always hanging. You can't tell me just means to say, let's wait to see at the end of the shechita if the dam is dried up or not. So, mashma tzamach leikis in din, that Reb Chiya has a suffix whether this dam was machshir or not. It's loylem is always a suffix. Yeah. Rashi amatolim liyolem mashma v'niskanech l'Reb Chiya, even the case where the dam was dried off before the end of the shechita, still svukim misafkalei. So Rashi learns like this, Reb Chiya has a suffix whether I yesh ten l'shechita metchila v'yatzoif or yein l'shechita elo v'soif. Reb Chiya Guf had a doubt about this. Is Shechita considered at the beginning or only at the end? Well, my Talmud, so what does Reb Chiya mean to say Talmud like this the last is hanging? It meant to say, Le'ochlem le'sarfen. You're not allowed to eat it because maybe it is Tomei. But usually Truma that became Tomei is supposed to burn. Here you're not allowed to burn it either because you have to be afraid maybe it's not. It was not Hochshir l'kabel tumah, maybe it's not Tomei. So then, according to Reb Chiya, the suffix always remains a suffix. That's what Rav Ashi learns. If so, umay bo v'nis mechadiv Reb Shimon, what did Reb Shimon to say then? Let's come and be samech what Reb Shimon says. Let's say like this, Le Rabbi Shimon le machshir. According to Rabbi Shimon, bechlal this dama shchita. Even if yod yesh no shchita, betchilu biyatzaviv. But the shchita starts at the beginning. So what? Dam shchita is not machshir. Le Rabbi Chiya sveika. Rabbi Chiya has a suffix whether yesh no shchita betchilu biyatzaviv. He also has a suffix whether this dam that came off at the beginning and was dried off before the end of the shchita was it machshir this the last or not? If so, Leinyan Sreifa Miyushav Ladodi. They're both similar that we do not burn this truma. For sure we should not burn it. That Ma'aloi Safri, Ma'aloi Safri. According to both of them, according to Bshim, you don't burn it. According to Rabchi also, you only have a Safik a doubt. So in a Safik, you don't burn truma. If so, have a Rebbe Chad, Rebbe that says, yes, it's Badi Tami. So according to Rebbe, you should burn it. He's only like one. And then the Klal is, the words of one don't help in Mokim Shnayim. This is what he meant to say. Such a case like this, you have to let it hang. Therefore, you're not allowed to eat this truma. You can't burn it either. So that should be the halacha. That since he have Reb Shimon to be Seimechon, we do not pass him like Rebbe to say Sofen, but rather the din should be Toilin, it's a Sofik. So according to this, of course, it comes out from Achloikis.com where the Yesh L'Shchita Metchilu B'Yatzayif. So from Psakir, we would not burn this truma. It's like a Sofik, and therefore, when a Sofik, it's only Toilin, we only hang it, but you have to bury it, but you can't burn it though. Right, another more says, Boy of Shimon ben Lucha. Shimon ben Lucha has a shah like this. Tzorid shel menachis. That means the dry particles of the mincha. Usually a mincha is you have the flour and you have the oil that you mix it up together. But there are still some dried out parts of the flour that does not have the oil mixed into it. That's called tzorid. Rashi says, korotei kemech, pieces of flour, hatzavah b'mincha, v'yein shem menichta teichet, the oil did not get into it yet. The Shiloh is, Moinin boi rishin v'sheni, oyein moinin boi rishin v'sheni. We need to say, could that flour become tomei, to get a shen rishin v'sheni? Or maybe no, it can't become. And now it's, ki mahani chi bas kodesh, no shchul v'shiloh is, if the oil didn't get on it yet, so it wasn't hukshel akabu tomei, no liquid got on it yet. So, is that part of the mincha able to become tummy or not? What's the shailah? Ki mahani chibas hakodesh. When do we say there's a sword that says there's something that's going to be hegdish, that's kodesh? The chibas kodesh, the chiyuvim of kodesh alone, is machshir the kabel tumah. When do we say that? Liyavsu legufei. Only to make it become possible. That if a tummy touches it, it becomes possible. You can't use it. Enechanami. But leminni beirishim v'sheni loy. But to say it should become a Rishon L'Tumah or a Shein L'Tumah, maybe that no. Rashi says, Kolaymar, Im Nitma Metam Acherim Aloi. To say that it didn't Nechlami. Lifso, Rashi says, mean Lifso Bechila. It becomes Tommy, can't eat it. But the Shailah is, does it become Tommy enough that it can make something else into a Sheini or a Shlishi? Does it become a Rishon that if it touches something else, it makes it into a Sheini? That's the Shailah. This Svar of Chiba Sakaidish, where water did not really come on it. It's only the fact it's like part of a mincha now. It has a lach of kodshim to it. It's supposed to be, it's a mincha. So that's machshrit. Is it only machshrit it could become possible? Or is it even machshrit as far as a regular hechshir, it could become a rishon and a shayna l'tumma? That's the shayla. Or the Rebbe says, I do, but maybe leishtim. There's no difference. It does both. Some of the Rebbe says like this. Tashma coming here. The Pasuk says, Mikola oichel ashayichel. The many food that you could eat. So darshin oichol habo b'mayim hukshir. Food that once went into water, that's hukshir, that now it's fit to become tummy. If a tummy touches, it'll become tummy. Oichol lo shein habo b'mayim, food that did not go into water, lo hukshir, it's not fit to become tummy. So you see why it has to have water, and not just tam chibas hakodesh. So Gemara says, "Otu Reb Shimon ben Lakish leshle oichel abo b'mayim." Doesn't Reb Shimon agree to that? But what he asking? Havad Reb Shimon knows that Yerusha. But Reb Shimon ben Lakish shofik over this what his shofik was. Chibas hakodesh. That is such a svara that something has shaykes to hegdish. It's hukshar. his new svar of chibas hakodesh, the chiyuvim of hegdish, koichal habove mayim dami. It, do we consider as if it's really considered like food that came in contact with water already, and therefore it's really mekabel tumah arishin and shayni and shlishi? Or maybe no, it's not considered like it really came into water yet, and therefore at the most it's only svar it could become tumah, but maybe it can't be metam or anything else. That was Rish Lakish svar. So the more is like this: Reb Leza nami miture kroy kama. Reb Leza also meant to say from extra part of the pasuk. That what? Michti, let's see. See, the pasuk says, "V'chiyutan mayim al zera." When water goes on the seeds, mikol echol asher yochel. It was so lumbly. What do I need the extra pasuk for? Mikol echol asher yochel. It says at the beginning, "V'chiyutan mayim al zera." When water becomes on a seed, that's machsha, the seed now, the kabel tumma. Subshit, any food is the same way that food is only the kabel tumma if it had a heksha with water first. Samara says, loved, isn't it? Lamut, it comes to exclude. And then the pasuk